This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
God's grace is a voluntary and loving favor that is given to those that Christ saves. We can't earn it, nor do we deserve it. No religious or moral effort can gain it, for it comes only from God's mercy and His love. Without grace, no person can be saved. We are in Ephesians chapter 1 today, and we began last week in 7 and 8, and we're going to reread it for context today. Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, says, "So overflowing is His kindness towards us, that He took away all our sins through the blood of His Son, by whom we are saved. And He has showered down upon us the richness of His grace, for how well He understands us and knows what is best for us at all times." Paul, he wanted to know just what extent this grace is bestowed upon us. He wants us to know this clearly. And verse 8, he says it abounds. And it does so because He made it so. And that's good. Because by its very innate nature, we don't deserve grace. It's the free and unearned favor of love of God. It is free and hear me now, unearned. And moreover, it abounds. Now, just how does this grace manifest itself towards us? Well, the text tells us in all wisdom and in prudence. And that's in the King James. That's nice, you know, wisdom and prudence. But man, what does that mean? Wisdom is the knowledge that sees into the heart of things. Wisdom knows us as we really are. It is the ability to see great and ultimate truths of eternity. Maybe we could substitute that word for with insight. Now, prudence is defined as the understanding which leads to right action, the ability to solve the problem for each moment of time, and wise conduct. Neither wisdom nor prudence is merely a matter of IQ. The only true wisdom and prudence is revealed from God through His Word. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23 says this, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." In other words, without God, we don't know where we're going. Now, one only has to check out the self-help aisle down at the Barnes & Noble store to give an amen to that. So, are you a recipient of God's grace? Well, you need to answer the question, how's your level of wisdom and prudence? Once again, in our text, that reads, "And He has showered down upon us the richness of His grace, for how well He understands us and knows what is best for us at all times." Verse 9 says, "God has told us His secret reason for sending Christ, a plan He decided on in mercy long ago." Verse 10, "And this was His purpose, that when the time is ripe, He'll gather us all together from wherever we are, in heaven or on earth, to be with Him in Christ forever." Now, the King James Version uses the term mystery of His will. It says, "making known to us the mystery of His will," where we read, "God told us of His secret reason." So, what's Paul talking about here? Well, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, it reads like this. "These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly, but if I wait long, then you may know how men ought to behave themselves in God's house, which is the assembly of the living God, the pillar, the ground of the truth. Without controversy, the mystery of godliness is great." There's our word. "God has revealed in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and revealed up into glory." Also, Romans 16:24 speaks of this. "Now to Him who is able to establish you according to my good news, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret through long ages. And lastly, Colossians 1, of which I was made a servant according to the stewardship of God, which was given me toward you to fulfill the word of God. And here's our word, the mystery, which has been hidden for ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to whom God is pleased to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, what is this mystery? The one Jesus Christ would come and sew everything up with a bow. He would be that missing piece. He would be the center, the all, the mystery, the answer.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.